The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tan Line Tuesday from the email. I'm 25 and I've never heard all of Blackouts. That's all you're gonna hear here. Even though based on what you played, it sounds great. Maybe I'll get around to it eventually, but first, the Bitcoin documentary. That's from Josh.
No, you won't, Josh.
You might get around to the whole all of Blackout.
Oh, I thought it was...
Yeah, that's more doable.
Yeah.
The way you made it sound, it was a Tan Line Tuesday chick contributing a picture and then
I
talking
the
about
thing,
the scorpions. Yeah,
yeah, he led into it.
Oh,
like,
I did kind of. I didn't pause there.
No, that's not as...
No, but you can. Well, it's pretty tough to get tan lines these days. In February, for most of our listeners.
Well, you can go to the archives and send us one of your pictures.
Or the tanning bed.
I will share those.
You can do that.
I will share those. I never thought about that. If you want to share your own tan lines, do that on the email or the Twitter. If you can do that, show us a photo. I'll retweet those. At TNT Radio Empire. No nipples or pie.
Nope.
But you can get close to both.
But today we'll accept a ball gag. Today would be appropriate to have a ball gag in your mouth.
Craig doesn't have Twitter, so we'll let Craig know what's that. What's the current? Got about an hour or so left in yesterday's poll. Excuse me.
Poll started at 7 o'clock yesterday morning, I think, somewhere around there.
It started at, well, we got an hour and 33 minutes left. Have you ever consensually or otherwise, even for just for fun, had a ball gag in your mouth? Yes is 7%. No is 79%. I'm wearing one right now is 14%. So it's 21% have had ball gags in their mouth. So that's pretty good. That's probably higher than national average, I'm guessing, with our listeners. You know, the freaks listen to us.
Right. I'm shocked at the number that are wearing them right now.
I know.
I think some at work, I'm sure.
That's true. Probably some at work, yeah. And there's a couple others, about three or four tan lines on there already, so check it out, and I'll get some more on there. At TNT Radio Empire. Podcast, Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Streaming, Alexa, the podcast, app, Radio League. Blah. Hi, Craig.
Tan Line Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. It's also Safer Internet Day.
That's the kind I look for.
Your internet safer.
By what?
Yeah, well, our Tan Line Tuesday is pretty safe. I mean, there might be a side boob or something on there.
Oh, there's definitely side boob. And there's pulled down panties to where where it stops.
Right, no full frontal, or this causes a meeting.
Right. But butts, plenty of butts. I'll show butts, but no rear burger.
We don't like to go to meetings.
No we don't.
Whether it's identity theft prevention or anti-cyber bullying, today is Safer Internet Day. Educate yourself. All right?
All right.
Back off on that.
Sounds like it's one of your big causes there, Craig.
The cyber bullying today.
Oh, yeah.
That is one of your causes. You have a lot of side causes we don't talk about much because you're an active person in the community.
Right. That's it.
Well, he doesn't do it for the publicity. He does it to feel good inside.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
And that surely counts for a lot.
Yes, it does.
A lot of people don't know that he's been known to catch a cyber bully.
Yeah.
And go over
and
to
beat
the
hell out of him.
Yeah, and just beat the crap out
of him. He does. It's kind of weird seeing him beat up a kid. But
bully you for being a cyber bully.
No, he actually punches him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they have it coming. No question about it.
No question.
And it
stops. No question.
It stops the cyber bullying in its tracks.
He's available for your school, too.
And Melania.
Oh, yeah, because she's
doing her part.
She has.
She's married to the bullier in chief, which is the it was the funniest cause she ever picked. And of course, you don't really hear her saying
but,
much about that now.
She's gone head first into that. You can't go a day without
hearing about her
seeing Melania
hiding out in Florida,
harping about the cyberbullying.
Yeah.
Going on. And
oh my
on.
God, she's speaking every day.
Somewhere. Yeah, so we've been working together.
I bet you have.
Why is
nice she doesn't know it.
Be nice. You've been stalking her. But
does she have the same approach where she just picks a school, finds a cyberbully, and beats the hell out of him?
No, she didn't do anything. She didn't do anything.
Why is that Silicon Valley clip with TJ
throwing the
10-year-old running through my head right now?
You take his bike and you throw it in the bushes.
Stop being a bully or I'll curb stomp you, you little bastard.
Yeah, and then you threaten bodily harm.
And demand drugs from them.
To mom and dad. Mm-hmm. And you say, get in there and get me some Adderall.
What's new?
Right now. Are you going to be gathering today with other of your friends and
most,
family? And
most people are not Catholic. A lot
and
of them are.
And celebrating Fat Tuesday.
Nope. I used to party when we had parties, but that had nothing to do with being Catholic. Just because I go to a bar on a Tuesday night and drink. I haven't done that in years.
Yeah. Gone to a bar on a Tuesday night and drank?
I really haven't. Unless it's we're off.
No, nowadays that sounds like I recoil in horror at that thought. Oh, God, no.
I got to wake up.
No, why would I? No. Yeah. It's a Tuesday.
And I've never been to a real... Mardi Gras kind of party where you throw chicks beads and they show you their boobs.
That'd be fun when I was younger. I'd do it now.
Yeah, that's no fun now.
No, I mean the partying all night. You don't drink like we do, Craig. You could stay up all night.
No, I really can't.
We would drink and go, that's true, you don't.
I really can't.
We'd be hammered within the first hour. Drinking Hurricane.
My son went to Mardi Gras a couple years ago.
I'm sure he had a great time, man. He's 29 years old.
Got his pocket picked.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Lost his freaking wallet.
Yeah. That sounds like fun. Yeah. No, not the pocket pick part.
No, that would suck. Yeah. So people need to be on the lookout for that. Getting your pocket picked.
Wear your wallet and your underwear.
I believe he was warned any number of times. There's seedy characters that hang out.
I'm sure he was sober, too.
On Bourbon Street.
Right.
I had to look up this story, but I just saw it recently. They pulled 46 tons of beads out of the sewers in New Orleans.
Oh, my God.
Over the last like 4 or 5 months, they've been working
on
this.
Was that New Orleans?
And some of those
were
not.
This was New Orleans.
Okay. Some of those were not anal beads. Yeah.
Yes. Some of them, it actually mentioned that in the story.
Some are not anal
there
beads.
There was some other ungodly number in Rio. Because Carnival was even bigger there.
Exactly. Right.
Apparently they're putting things on the gutters now for Mardi Gras this year
to stop
to prevent the beads from getting into the sewers.
Bead screens,
so they'll just flow down the streets.
Yeah, I don't know why I was thinking them throwing them in the toilet, but that'd be stupid. I guess you're right. They fell off their people threw them in the streets and just went right down into the hole there.
Down in the storm drains.
Now where it hangs out, right?
Right. Yeah.
Got it. Right.
He's a much more festive clown in New Orleans.
I thought of a new Halloween thing that would probably sell a fortune. You might scare the hell out of people, have them die. But you always see that picture, that clown, it, coming out of like of a stairwell where it's just dark and you see the face.
Yeah.
Okay. They should just sell the face with some sort of attachment where you just attach it to the bottom step, looking up. So when anybody opens a door to a basement and they don't know, that clown is down there. Wouldn't that sell like a fortune?
Man, you were in a dark place last night.
Well, what happens? I've never seen the movie, but I know that scene. It looks pretty brutal. It looks pretty scary.
It would have to be a basement where you open the door.
Well, if you have OCD, you open the door.
Open stairwells.
Yeah. No, you're right. It'll be a basement where you open the door. Exactly right.
Otherwise, it'd just be something. What's hanging from your stairs there?
No, not upstairs.
Oh, that's the
incline. Downstairs. Downstairs.
Yeah.
The basement, yeah. Cellar, basement, whatever.
Oh, the cellar especially. But you got to open up the door. You
to look down, to look down, and the first thing you see is a clown looking up at you, and then you die of a heart attack.
See, it wouldn't work in my house.
Or scream like a bitch.
Because none of the stairwells open up.
Have a door. Yeah, yeah.
Don't have a door. Yeah, nothing opens
up to
anything.
Well, it can't be a finished basement either because, you know, you just open up the door and you flip on the lights. No, he's just sitting at the bar down there.
No, but you don't.
You know, he's watching the second TV in the basement. It's not
a big
deal.
Scared.
It's not that scary.
You'd be scared. You would jump every time.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
It wouldn't have to be a clown.
No, it could be anything sitting there. Right. We used to put this, God, this is not a repeat, by the way. This is in October. But we used to put, a couple years ago when the kids were small, we had like a dummy, like it's just sitting on a, for Halloween, it was just sitting there on our front.
Patio furniture there?
Yeah, right just out front, there was a bench there. And I backed out every morning for work, and 5 out of 6 times I jumped.
Oh. That would take me off.
I know. Like, we stopped on that. For that reason. Not because the kids were scared. It's because every time.
Because you were.
Because, you know, we're all out of it. We went back out of work.
Right.
We come to work in the morning. I went, whoa! Oh, damn it.
There's a street I drive on through the neighborhood coming to work every morning. And this guy, in the Christmas season, it's like a cutout of Frosty the Snowman.
Okay.
Made out of plywood that like leans up against a tree.
Right.
So and when you're coming up the street, it looks like a profile.
Right.
And 9 mornings out of 10 through the Christmas season, I go, what the hell? Oh, Frosty. Never mind.
I got a Frosty.
Now, when you'd come back around to check and see if you...
Jump again.
Close the
jump
garage
again.
Door.
Who's out front?
Would you go...
I put 5 bullets in that thing that year.
I'm still sold on Sandy the drywalling clown.
A lot of listeners like that bit.
We have no idea what Sandy the drywalling clown looks like, and that was the beautiful thing. Somebody brought that up.
Except he was tall.
Over the weekend.
Because he's on stilts.
Right, because he has the stilts.
Right.
And they like that part of the old theater of the mind.
Sandy the drywalling clown.
Everybody has their own image.
Of what Sandy the drywalling clown looks like.
Of what he would look like.
Right.
Yeah, and the only consistent thing is he's got to have the stilts.
I'm guessing he'd be kind of dusty and white. Because he's
he'd definitely be a white
sand
clown.
And drywall.
Yeah, well, that's
he can look however
that's
you
usually
want.
That's usually the base makeup is white in a clown anyway.
Well, I mean, but like I say, if you're sanding drywall, you're going to be white anyway because of drywall dust.
Oh, that's what I see him as. He's got
once again, it's up to you.
Right, some bell bottom pants and white and red polka dots. Yeah. That's how I see him. That's how I picture. Sandy,
you're perfect,
the,
man.
Drywall and clown,
and you're perfect.
See, I was thinking blue and white striped pants.
And you're perfect, man.
I like the polka dot.
I kind of do, too. And I don't think the stripes and the polka dots go together. But, you know, you could have your own Sandy the drywall and clown.
That's what the beauty of that bit was.
He could have.
He's in your nightmare no matter who you are.
More than one pair of pants.
Right.
He could.
Yeah.
He could.
We have a death to report. Vic Damone is no longer with us.
Oh, man, I didn't know he was alive. I'm serious, because that's an old dude. How old was he? 90s?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
89.
Well, close. I knew he was old.
Was he one of those crooners?
Yeah. He was.
Yes, he was considered a crooner.
All those guys. He was a pretty famous one, yeah.
Thanks, Frank Sinatra once said Damone had the best pipes in the business.
Who, anybody have him?
Yeah.
Cool.
More than 2,500 recordings. Part of the post-WW2 age of lounge singers.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
That included Sinatra, Dean Martin, Perry Como, Tony Bennett. If you remember Chris Tucker in the movie Money Talks, he claimed to be Vic Damone's son.
Man, I didn't see that movie. Chris Tucker does not make me laugh. But
he makes me laugh.
Do like Vic Damone. So who had him?
Mike Hunts.
All right.
Bloody Mary.
Oh.
Sandusky's shower towel.
Ooh.
That's just the towel, huh? All right.
Yeah, and, that towel's got stories.
Yeah.
And White House gum dumpster.
How were they throwing?
You can see how.
Is that Kellyanne Conway? She'd be
pronunciation is important today.
You're good today. You really were deliberate, too.
Yeah, slow good and deliberate. You.
She is a gum chewer, isn't she?
No.
Kellyanne Conway.
Gum dumpster. I'm guessing that's what she is, too.
Oh, come on. Be nice.
They throw the gum at her.
Yeah.
I said gum every time.
Not nice. You don't throw gum at people.
What if they ask for it?
Even then.
What if they beg for gum?
Even then.
No.
I guess you have to.
No. Yeah, I guess you have to. If they say, just, you know, take the gum and throw it at me, you have to oblige.
Right, and then you tell her not to swallow it because it's going to stay in your stomach for 7 years, but she ignores you anyway.
Well, she
good.
Does. Yeah. I'm talking about something else.
Yeah. Shouldn't swallow the gum.
Yeah, no, actually, I want you to.
Because I don't know the ingredients.
There were the only three people had them?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, just those three.
They're new names, so obviously nobody moved into Deadpool number-wise.
No.
Yeah, is there a myth? Have you ever anybody ever snopes that? Does gum really stay in your stomach for
it does
7 years?
Not.
That's a myth, yeah.
That is untrue.
But it is a little more difficult for the body to break down.
Dr. Mina, write that down.
I am not aware of that. Although I think that's a very common question on the interwebs.
Yeah, Dr. Mina.
I wouldn't die, but it's true, though.
Put that up on her, her little board. Was that on like a laptop or something?
Yeah, I just screenshotted it.
And
I didn't want to make. I made sure there was no really address on her screenshot, but she sent it to us, so. And I screenshot it and put it out there on Twitter. Yeah, she had it on her computer and everything. Subjects to talk about.
Man.
Yeah, it's her version of the, cork board.
Right.
With index cards on it.
She's made a list.
Yeah, she makes a list. She goes through the podcast and jots down things that she can specifically address.
Well, we actually ask her, like, the Kama Sutra, anything Indian she'll tell us about.
Didn't she cover the Kama Sutra last time?
Yeah, she said that she's done it all.
Right. It was pretty unsatisfactory.
Every position.
If I recall.
What the doctor said or the Kama Sutra?
She says they all have the book.
Yeah. Well, what the doctor said. Yeah, she did not go into great detail.
And apparently it's a way to have a boy if you do it.
I don't recall that either.
Doggy or something. Yeah, she did say
I vaguely remember something about that.
She did say that. She said her parents were trying to have a boy, the second one, and it was a girl. And the Kama Sutra has a position that says guarantees boys, but
Didn't work?
Doesn't work.
But she didn't specify which position it was.
I threw out the word doggy. She didn't deny it.
You could have thrown out any word I feel.
She was not going to deny or confirm it, right? Good point. Reverse cowgirls, automatic boy. Try it out.
I probably have a different name in the Kama Sutra.
Reverse cowgirl, it says right there.
In Kama reverse Sutra. Cowgirl.
They probably do. They probably do. Because cows are sacred there.
Right.
So they wouldn't use cowgirl.
I've never looked that closely. Yeah. Do they have names?
I've never looked at the Kama Sutra. I've seen the book laying around.
Yeah.
Like just on the TV or
and
something.
And are they in that Sanskrit language? Like, yoga poses.
Well,
are.
It's basically just all you got to do is look at the drawing. You figure it out. There's drawings of every sexual position.
Yeah, but you like to, have a label to attach to it.
Oh, yeah, what the names are. Got it. Reverse cowgirl.
Well, yeah, we make our own because we wouldn't understand
Froggy.
The other ones.
Froggy's one.
Yeah.
They still use the word
I bet
froggy.
They have that in the Kama Sutra.
Yeah.
Froggy.
Well, frogs aren't sacred. They can do that.
Yeah, good point.
Still, froggy,
wheelbarrow. I'm sure they'd have that listed in the Kama Sutra.
According to reports, comedian Sacha Baron Cohen paid O.J. Simpson about $20,000 to appear in his next movie.
Did you hear this story, though? I was listening to guys that obviously don't do any homework. Sports show, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. And I told you I read the article about he needs cash. O.J. didn't go in the room to even meet with him unless he had $20,000 in cash in a suitcase because the Goldmans are after his ass if he gets paid in checks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened. He met him in a hotel room somewhere. Sacha Baron Cohen apparently came in makeup.
Curly wig, thick glasses.
Right. And he also demanded he wanted $20,000 in cash so the Goldmans can't get it.
Now, the Goldman family lawyer says paying any kind of secret money to Simpson
lawyers
is 100% unadulterated sleaze.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay him anything. I don't get it. I don't hate Sacha Baron Cohen, but I don't care.
You have to wonder what he was doing with him in a movie.
Yeah,
he's just.
It may be worthwhile.
You got to figure
in one sense.
Oh, he's going to be making fun of us somehow.
Sure, hopefully, but you don't know.
Yeah, you don't. He might be just a character. Like, but let's usually, hanging with OJ. You know, he does those weird movies. You know,
with Sacha Baron Cohen, he has some ulterior motive. He's a weird dude.
Yes.
Yeah, well, there'll be a backlash against Sasha for a little bit there, but if he's making fun of him in the movie, and still, though, you're paying the guy $20,000.
And I bet you he does.
Well, you almost have to.
Yeah.
You can't be a buddy comedy where OJ's just in it.
Yeah. No, you can't make that guy.
And a love story on the side. He's just in the movie. You know?
Can't make OJ a sympathetic character.
He's just in the movie.
I'm not going to watch any more of his movies anymore.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of them anyway.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of them to start with.
And,
but.
He's married to a hottie, isn't she?
Yeah.
Is that my belly? Is that your belly? I think mine was my belly.
That was my belly.
Oh, yeah, that was Todd.
Okay.
Is it Isla? Isla Fisher?
Oh, yeah. He's
the redhead from Wedding Crasher.
Right. Yeah, she's a hottie.
Total crazy hottie. One.
I like her.
No, I got a lot going on here. I got a little heartburn. I better not go to the WebMD.
I got some Tums. You need them?
Because I had the night sweats.
Well, that's just natural, right?
Heartburn, waking up in the middle of the night. Left side of my abdomen hurts a little bit, so that could be.
Did you look it up? You looked it up already. Don't tell me you didn't look it up already.
No, but I can tell you.
Appendicitis?
I can tell you. No, it's the wrong side of the abdomen for the appendicitis.
Liver pains.
If I went to, that could be one thing.
Yep, just could be vodka punching at it.
Some
little Moscow Mule kicking
sort of
in
liver
there.
Liver thing. It could be a pancreatic cancer.
Oh, I was going to wonder. That was my question.
Don't say that.
Because that's the side of the abdomen your pancreas is at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or esophageal cancer.
Well, you'd rather have that one.
Are you sure you didn't just pop the mesh from your hernia?
Good point.
The vaginal mesh.
Well, that's been popped for. He pops it every day.
No, that's not a vagina.
That'd be on my right side. So
it acts like one, though.
And that seems pretty intact.
Are you sure?
Yeah, although I probably got to get the other side done one of these days. Yeah,
so it's night sweats and pain on the left body. It could just be your body just saying, I'm just abused.
That was hot last night. Yeah. It hurts over here.
Right. Yeah, that's it.
Sure.
That's what most things are, knock on wood. You know?
And it could have been, because there were like three dogs on the bed.
Okay. It's a three-dog night.
That might make you
sweat. Yeah, that's why you were night sweating. Yeah. The bed was hot.
Yeah.
And I ate some really hot chicken wings.
Or pancreatic cancer.
That could be the heartburn.
That's nice.
Or it could be the pancreatic cancer.
Okay, hopefully it's the three-dog night sweats.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.